This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
It's begun. Toddy Goldsmith live in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen to the applause. Everyone downstairs, we just dragged them up to stand in the corner and applaud you.
Yeah, they're applauding because I made it. Well, because I got the tram in, because in my mind I figured that that's going to be quicker than getting in a car and waiting on Punt Road and whatever. No, it didn't quite work that way for me.
Can you still take trams, or does someone go, excuse me, can I check your ticket? Oh, my God, you're Toddy Goldsmith.
Well, no, it's my key and they don't talk to you.
Oh.
But I'm constantly talking to people on the tram asking when I need to get off. And then I overrode Joy. I went way too far, got lost, and then got out at the wrong floor, followed a woman out into a place. I went, they've renovated. Nah, Toddy, wrong floor. But I'm really glad I'm here and I'm sorry I'm a little bit late.
Yeah, we saw the elevator open in level 9 and no one came out of it.
Yeah, like, that would be me getting off at the wrong floor. I spend my life lost. It's like I'm in a constant maze. Supposedly highly feminine. I went to my shrink one time and I said, okay, now this is a problem. Because I have no sense of direction. I'm always getting lost. And is there something that we can do, some, you know, hypnotherapy, something? She said, well, actually, I've got the same problem. And I said, so what do you do? She said, I leave an hour earlier. So I believe that it's like something you can't fix.
It's a time management thing that's very hard.
But if I say turn left, go right. That's go right. Bottom line.
We have to drive you somewhere. We know what to do now.
Exactly.
It's hilarious. No, it is a common problem. But I think in this day and age with technology, you don't have to remember anything anymore. You can forget it in 10 seconds. And if you do forget it, you can just look it up on your phone.
Yeah, I think before technology came out, I already had this issue.
Oh, really?
You're not
and then
yourself.
I argue with my phone. I argue with my sat-nav little voice going, turn left. I'm going, no, it's not. So I'm still back to square one. But it's like a joke in the band that it's Toddy has no sense of direction, apart from in the snow. Put me out in a blizzard and I can find my way home like a sniffer dog.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like a homing pigeon.
Has this been experienced? Do the rest of the girls just dump you on like Mont Blanc or something like that?
No, I went skiing with a girlfriend who knows that I have this disposition that I get lost all the time, Katie. And she just, we went out into a snowstorm, a blizzard, and we were lost. And I got us home in one straight line. She said, what is that about you? It makes no sense.
Like you have these, you know, primal instincts with you.
Yeah, primal.
They just come. You know, the cavemen, they kind of knew where their cave was no matter where they were. You've got that going on.
That's me.
Chuck in this modern technology, you're like, what?
I know. Yeah. Well, there's no landmarks in Melbourne. It's all flat. See,
yes.
Put me in LA,
like
I'm good on those freeways.
Yeah.
Sydney, I'm good. Can see something to head for. Christ. I'm lucky I can get on a stage, really. It's diabolical.
How do you get to your gigs?
I let the girls. I'm actually not a bad driver. I did the Grand Prix years and years ago, the first one that came to Melbourne, and we did all these driving courses, and I've done a couple since. So I'm actually quite a good driver, but my sense of direction, you can't train that. It's just, you know, empty.
Well, we're going to get Toddy settled. 20 minutes to 9 here on Joy 94.9. We're going to go to a quick track, play some messages, and then we're going to hear all about the Shantuzzi's latest single, Baby It's You, which, can I say, it's amazing.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's hashtag hot.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
We have the beautiful Toddy Goldsmith from the Shantuzzi's.
Shantuzzi's. Woo-wahs.
Falling over words today. Decaf coffee isn't doing it for me.
No,
really.
What is that with decaf?
No,
what
I actually
thinking?
Put caffeinated in his coffee. Normally we drink decaf. But when we have caffeinated, it makes a slur, like drunk people.
A slur? That's the opposite. You'd be like, I'd be like the roadrunner, just like listening around the joint.
Now let's talk about your new single, Baby It's You. Congratulations to yourself and the Shantuzzi's. This is a remake of the
Promises.
The song Promises from Promises.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's been really cute because through social media, which, you know, has its downsides, but it's really good sides, Leslie Knauer, I hope I'm saying her name, her surname properly, she got in touch with us because, well, clearly we were very clever and got Hugh Jackman, Eric Banner and Anthony LaPaglia to be in the clip because their wives are our best friends.
Yeah.
So it's not what you know, it's who you know. And so through the media, whatever, she found out that her song had been remade and she is over the moon.
Wow.
Got in touch with us on Facebook, and we've been buddying it. And she said, well, number one, she said, I never thought a remake of a song, because she wrote it. Her and her brother were in it, and she's still playing. She's out there. She's a real rock chick. She's got pink hair and kind of wild and edgy and playful and fun and cheeky. And we've had this ongoing kind of relationship on Facebook, and we're trying to set up a Skype conversation so we can, like, really get to know each other. But she loves the remake. She just said, I never thought that I could write a song and someone could do it, and I would love it so much. And so what we did was the verses were kind of melodramatic and more, I don't know, laid back, and then it went very sweet and sugary and bright and vibrant in the choruses. And so we've just kind of, like, evened it out a bit, and she loves it, which is fantastic.
What is equally as impressive, besides the mix of the song that you guys made, was the video clip. You girls are looking hot, and you're not even over 50 yet.
Did you notice I didn't answer that?
She was speechless. I'm like, oh dear.
You're not. Well, one of us isn't over 50 yet. That would be Evie.
No, you guys look amazing in the clip. The clip is hot too, just saying.
Are you over 50? I didn't know. We'll talk about this off air.
But yeah, talk about
I'm
that off
all
air.
Right. I don't have an age problem. My mother did, so I'm trying to overcome it. My mother, when I turned 50, she said, how can you be 50 when I'm only 39? So there you go.
Oh, the lineage. You got to tackle that, don't you?
My mum's 37 with about 16 years experience at the moment.
More breasts than CNC Drive Factory. You're rising up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
We're rising up. I love that applause to see
you. Well, we brought them in for you. They're under the table.
Can I record that in my phone and I'll just, you know, play it after rehearsal for the girls? Sounding terrible in the rehearsal studio.
Now, Toddy, being a woman of many talents that you are, you're a singer, you've done acting, you do meditation, you're also a marriage celebrant.
You've done your research. I love it so much.
And I'm quite excited because I saw when the No Hate campaign was coming to Melbourne, you're like, yes, let's support gay marriage and let's support all sorts of marriage. What made you kind of want to be that?
A marriage celebrant? Yeah. Okay, I know a lot of people do this. When someone says something to you three times, you kind of like take note. You go, the universe is sending me a message and I've got to listen.
Power of three. Yeah,
the power of three. Yeah. The first one was I had hosted a show years ago called Sex Life. And they had asked me to...
Best show ever.
How old were you? Like three? You filthy little bugger.
More like 11.
All that stage. And they asked me to re-sign for a year. And I said to them, look, I'd really like to, but can we get into more cultural sex? Because what I was seeing with our rehashing the same stories, and it became more titillating than the first idea of the show that they had told me. It just, to me, it was going overboard. And I said, why don't we bring in cultural sex? We're a melting pot of cultures here. And it's fascinating what different cultures do with the courting process, the losing of virginity. All, you know, weddings are fascinating in different cultures. They wouldn't buy it. So I went home and started writing a pitch, and I approached SBS and ABC, and they both kept going, can you rewrite this? Give it to us this way, that way, the other way. And then I got offered Grease, the musical, and I kind of had to put that in a drawer. And then I was just doing stage show. And then I approached a producer about 3 years ago, and I wanted to pick it up again. And my passion for this thing, she said, you should be a marriage celebrant. Like, your passion for it. My father said it, and then my sister-in-law said it, all within a short period of time. And I went, you know what, I'm not overly busy at the moment. I can go and do a course. Did the course. Couldn't believe how intrinsic it was and how much you had to learn. Went and did my first wedding. I went, I know why I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I could cry now.
Aww.
I get quite emotional. I loved the writing of the ceremony, the being with the people, the thing of legally making something happen.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand why we don't have gay marriage. It's beyond my comprehension.
Right.
So yeah. It's beyond Tony Abbott's comprehension as well. And that's just year two algebra.
I can't look at him because clearly he's all over the news at the moment. Put my eyes down. Can't do that.
Support gay marriage, people.
I don't know how his sister's not. I mean, she's been fantastic, but I can't imagine having Christmas dinner.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
Family.
One term, Tony. That's all it takes. Right. We're going to play a quick game with you if you're game.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, you know what?
Is
you
it
get
scary?
A t-shirt. No, it's not scary.
Okay.
You get a t-shirt if you survive.
All right.
And you know what? We won't hold it against you that Hugh Jackman played an air guitar that wasn't one of our air guitars that we give away on our show. You know, we're not holding that against
That's
you.
Fine. All right, Toddy.
What's the game? Do I have to find something? I'll get lost and end up on another floor in the building.
That was a part of the thing, but you told me the story, so I'm not going to put you through that. Now, it's a game called What's Your Number? I'm going to ask you to pick five numbers between 1 and 50, mm-hmm. and we're going to ask you the corresponding question. So it's like a lucky dip of questions.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So hit me with five numbers, Toddy.
47.
Yep.
19.
That's your age.
8. 3.
Yep.
26.
47, 19, 8, 3, 42. Okay. Let's go. Question number 47. What would you do if you were a fish?
Swim.
I love the answers to these questions. Question number 19. What's the ringtone on your phone?
Baby, it's you. No, it's not. That's I don't know. It's something weird that everybody has on the tram. Everyone's looking around at each other going, yeah, that's my ringtone.
Question number 8. Do you have any phobias?
Spiders.
Arachnophobia.
Don't like them.
No. They're not the prettiest looking things, are they?
Love a snake. Love a reptile. Spiders. Creepy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't like Tony Abbott.
They make me I squeal at a spider. And Tony Abbott.
Question number 3. What do you do to chill out?
Meditate.
Oh, good answer. Favourite person. And lucky last question. Top or bottom? Talking about a bunk bed here.
Oh, top. I like to free fall.
Toddy Goldsmith, you've survived Ginny's five questions. You get yourself a virtual t-shirt.
And you get our second applause button, which sounds like more like a toilet flushing or running water.
Yeah, it does too. I should have recorded that on my phone.
We could get lost in the meditation that is the polite applause button. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the new single again. You girls
Thank
must be
you.
Out and about. Where? What are you up to? Like touring, gigs,
we did
shows?
The ESPY on Sunday night. To be really honest, I was a little bit nervous because it's quite, you know, cool grunge and we're thinking no one's going to turn up apart from our really hardcore fans.
Yeah.
Packed it out.
Oh, of course you would.
So proud. So excited. Had so much fun. Our next gig is a couple of privates and then we're up in Mackay because I'm heading over to New York for a couple of weeks.
Oh, hey.
I'm taking
a
holiday. I know. I'm a little bit excited.
You need to get us a bagel and a fridge magnet.
Really? Yeah. A bagel fridge magnet?
Yeah, if you could. One that has New York on it.
Okay. I'm writing that down. A bagel fridge magnet with New York on it.
You know she's going to get lost. It's like, oh, where in the
Oh, no,
world?
You don't understand. When I'm in New York and I have my phone and I'm going up and you have to follow the red dot goes to the blue dot.
Yeah.
No.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.